got tomorrow. Beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
Well, Duran Duran might be saying it's an ordinary world, but one thing you can always guarantee, never mind who happens to be president-elect, who happens to be in the White House, who happens to be in 10 Downing Street, the one thing that isn't ordinary is the legend that is Dennis the Chemist. Dennis, welcome. How are you, sir?
Mighty fine, sir.
Brilliant. Mighty fine. I won't talk about the fact that had it not been for a certain Michael Gove, we could have actually had Boris Johnson one hairstyle this side of the Atlantic and Trump on the other. It's a thought. It's a thought. Let's focus on health, the important sort of aspects of life, and you're going to take us through everything from the importance of smear tests, washing your hands, and more.
Yes. I mean, we hear a lot about people decrying the fact that the government seem to be imposing upon us a nanny state where they're telling us what to do or what not to do. Don't smoke, don't drink alcohol, or don't drink that much alcohol because it damages your liver, the smoke damages your lungs. If you overeat, you're more prone to illnesses like cancer and diabetes, and obesity is a big problem in the world. But we're rapidly following America by eating too much and too much of the wrong food and the amount of sugar we're eating. So the nanny state, the government and the experts are telling us what to do and what not to do. And then you'll see people, oh, it's a nanny state. But I really believe that the average member of the public does not make enough effort to stay healthy. We do tend to do the wrong things. Look, for example, at washing our hands. If I was to sing, which takes 30 seconds, happy birthday to Alex, happy birthday to Alex, happy birthday dear Alex, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to Alex, happy birthday to Alex, happy birthday dear Alex, happy birthday to you. Now, that takes about 30 seconds. You can do a similar job with the first verse of the national anthem. And it says, in today's paper, and this is in the Mail, how long should you wash your hands for? One verse of God Save the Queen, or sing Happy Birthday twice, like I just did. Everyone should wash their hands for the length of time it takes to sing the first verse of the national anthem, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer has said. Dr. Gina Radford warned that the majority of Britons do not wash their hands for long enough, and many do not use soap. I'm adding that soap, the mechanical presence of soap, it's that soapy substance which definitely helps to remove the germs off your hands after going to the toilet or touching dirty things. It's the soap which gives it that sort of grip to get rid of the germs. It says failure to carry out this basic hygiene was causing people to pick up common infections and contributing to the growing problem of antibiotic resistance, she cautioned. She complained that many people do not bother to wash their hands properly after going to the toilet or before eating. She added, some of the prevention techniques are really simple things. On a day-to-day basis, you should wash your hands with soap and water for the length of time of one verse of God Save the Queen, or two times through Happy Birthday, which I just did. Singing the first verse of the national anthem, which is probably the only verse most people know, or Happy Birthday twice, should take 30 to 45 seconds, depending on how your singing speed. Her comments follow those of her boss, Chief Medical Officer Professor Dame Sally Davis, who has been nicknamed the government's nanny-in-chief for her strict instructions about personal health. Earlier this year, she told people not to drink alcohol or tea and to get off a bus a stop early. And that's to get more exercise, obviously. They're getting off the bus early. And 2 weeks ago, she ordered Britons to stop grazing from the fridge. Dr. Radford, speaking on Wednesday at an international longevity centre debate in London on the problems of this very important problem, antibiotic resistance, said it could be combated if everybody tried to avoid picking up infections in the first place. Health chiefs have warned that overprescribing of antibiotics has caused bacteria to evolve into superbugs, which are immune to treatment. Experts fear it means infections could kill more people than cancer within a few decades. She also warned that doctors should not prescribe antibiotics inappropriately. Over the past century, antibiotics have cut the proportion of deaths caused by infections from 40% of all deaths to 7%. But once bacteria evolve to become resistant, the drugs become useless, and even a relatively minor graze could lead to a potential fatal infection. So there we have it, listeners. We've got to wash our hands after going to the toilet and before eating food. And you've got to do it for 30 to 45 seconds. You see so many people wave their hands under a running tap and shake them. And they don't even bother to use a towel because they've not even wet them enough to need drying their hands on a towel. So that's what you've got to do. Sing Happy Birthday to Alex twice, or God Save the Queen once. And preferably, importantly, use soap. The mechanical presence of the soap will do its job. Another article, which was on Wednesday in the paper, a third of young women are missing vital checks for cervical cancer. Uptake is at its lowest levels on record. More surgeries offer the checks only during office hours, and many women are reluctant to take time off work. Some are too embarrassed to tell bosses why they need to be absent, while others don't want to use up a day's holiday. The figures are particularly concerning as cervical cancer rates are rising among young women, partly due to unprotected sex. There are 3,200 new cases a year, and more than half occur in the under 45s. The illness claims 890 lives annually. It is known as a silent killer because there are so few symptoms. And it goes on, and I won't give all the information, but it's saying it's so important, ladies, to get this test, the cervical smear test. We're talking about a range of health food products now and linking it to health in general. And I've just mentioned two important things, washing your hands and women getting the cervical smear test, because they can get this jab which gives them protection. And young men can also have the jab, because in unprotected sex, the problem which causes the cancer can be passed on by men. If they've got the virus, it's the papilloma virus which brings about the cancer. So young men will also in the future be given the injection. Coming back to this company, Pharma-Nord. Pharma-Nord is a Danish company who make about 48 different products, and they make them in Denmark, Danish company. They make them to pharmaceutical standards by Danish law. Denmark's the only country in Europe who, by law, tell the manufacturers of health food products they have to be made, and they are tested at government establishments. They're made to pharmaceutical standards. So I came across Pharma-Nord over 20 years ago. The first product is called Seleno Precise. It's a precise amount of selenium, this world's rarest mineral, which Great Britain has the lowest selenium levels as a country in the world. Why do you need this mineral selenium? We've heard of magnesium, we've heard of calcium, strong bones, we've heard of iron, you take if you've got anemia. So what's this story about selenium? We just happen to have the lowest levels in the world. We only get 31 micrograms a day from the food chain, from the food growing in our British soil, or for the cows eating the British grass, have little selenium in their meat, etc., etc. So we only get 31 micrograms a day. And Venezuela, their soil gives them 350 micrograms a day. North America get 250. Japan get 200 to 400 micrograms a day, depending on which part of Japan you're living. Taiwan get 175 micrograms a day, and we get 31. And we need it to make 25 health-giving pathways in our body. Selenium P protects your liver. The K, so the letter is donating the part of the body. The K1 protects your kidney, the M1 your muscle, the N1 your nerve, the S1 your skin. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart, and selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, what a mouthful, that substance makes your thyroid gland work properly, because the active ingredient thyroxin, the little white tablet many people, especially women, are given, up to a quarter of a million women are taking thyroxin, but that thyroxin, T4 as it's known in hospitals, has to be converted to the active form, T3. And in order to do the conversion, you need to make the enzyme, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. And in order to make that, you can hear from the wording, selenoiodo. It's the selenium you need, but we've got the lowest selenium in the world, only 31 micrograms a day. So if you take the Pharma-Nord tablet, Seleno Precise, that extra selenium of 200 millionths of a gram added to the lousy 31 will give you 231 micrograms a day. And then you can make all those pathways to protect your health. This isn't a nanny state statement. This is fact. This is helping the people of Great Britain have good health. If you give thyroid patients, people taking thyroxin, and you're giving them selenium, as I've just suggested, to do the conversion into the active form. Equally, they should have extra magnesium, because magnesium is another mineral. It's actually the most used mineral in the body. If you Google how many pathways is magnesium used in the human body, how many different pathways, do it after the program, and you'll see there are 325 different pathways being used that they need magnesium. It helps to protect, for example, migraines coming on. Usually you have to take Pharma-Nord make a tablet called Bio-Magnesium. All their range starts with bio because they're biologically active, because they're made to pharmaceutical standards. And so biomagnesium is a 200 milligram tablet, and if you take two a day, then that greatly helps to prevent a lot of illnesses, because we're all low in magnesium. When we eat white flour in white bread, pizza, pasta made with white flour, in order to make flour white, they take a lot of the goodness out, including up to 70% of the magnesium. So we do need magnesium. I had a lady in my pharmacy who was getting a prescription for Imigran injections. She injects these to abort a terrible migraine. She asked, could she go into my little consultation room to inject herself? And when she came out, after about 20 minutes, her migraine pain was much better because of the injection. She gets the injections on prescription. They're also made in tablet form, but when they're on prescription in injection form, then people inject themselves to abort the migraine. I mentioned that she could try taking a high dose of magnesium, maybe 4 tablets a day of biomagnesium. I said possibly the only side effect could be loose bowels, because magnesium helps you if you're constipated. She came back after a month, having bought them. She said, thank you, I've not had one migraine, and I didn't even get the loose bowels. So it's not a nanny state to get this information. We heard this week that drinking alcohol, this is men, drinking alcohol, there are 7 billion people on planet Earth. In Great Britain, there are 65 million people, and roughly half of them are men, so about 32 million males, and many millions of the men, they drink alcohol. It's part of the social strata that people drink alcohol. And coming up to the festive season of Christmas, an extremely large amount of alcohol will be drunk. And yet, this information, which sounds like the nanny state telling us what to do or what not to do, they said if men drink 1 pint a day, it definitely increases the chance of prostate cancer. Now, oh, what a horrible thing to tell people, that by not drinking alcohol, drinking water instead, they can reduce the chance of prostate cancer. Yes, we say words like everything in moderation, but people have to be told the facts. If the facts are there and they're jumping out and biting you on the nose, people have to be told to maintain good health. I mean, there was a good heading in the Wednesday Daily Express on page 4, healthier living has cut the number of Britons suffering from high blood pressure by half over the past 40 years. Better diets? Well, the nanny state keeps telling you, eat healthily. Eat your fruit and veg. Follow the Mediterranean diet of fruit, vegetables, some cheese, some fish, some eggs, some meat. Make them fresh. Don't eat so many takeaways. Don't eat out that much, because eating at home tends to give you, if you cook it from scratch, it tends to give you a better balance of nutrition. So this article goes on, better diets and anti-smoking campaigns. There you are, the nanny state. Anti-smoking campaigns have vastly improved statistics for the condition that raises the risk of heart disease. Last year, less than 1 in 5 UK men and less than 1 in 8 women had high blood pressure. Back in 1975, the rates were 1 in 3 and 1 in 4. Britain is now one of the top places in the world for healthy blood pressure. This is amazing what I'm reading. The figures for men are the 6th best in the world. In 1975, we were 153rd in the healthy blood pressure table. British women now rank 7th best in the world, up from being 105th place. This study, the largest study of its kind, was led by scientists at Imperial College London. They found that high blood pressure figures have since more than doubled worldwide since 1975. There are 1.1 billion sufferers. That's 1 in 7 people on planet Earth. There are 7 billion people and 1.1 billion have high blood pressure. And while cases have plummeted in high-income countries, they have risen in low-income nations. So we can see, if we're told what to do and we make use of it, then we can improve our health, live longer, and avoid the rising problems of things like blood pressure, heart attacks and cancer. And Pharma Nord's products in Denmark, a trial where 400 people, and these were spread over 9 countries, took 3 capsules a day of bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram. Bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram. This substance, Q10, made in our liver, and as we get older, we make less, and it gives us our energy. By taking 3 a day, this is people with heart failure. Within 2 years, in addition to their medicine, they were able to drop the death rate by 43%. And in Sweden, when they gave 2 capsules a day at separate meals, one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal, of bioquinone Q10 gold, 100 milligram strength, this substance Q10, with 1 tablet of what I mentioned before, bioselino precise, that's 200 millionths of a gram of selenium, they were able to drop the death rate of dying of a heart attack, which 1 person in 3 in the world dies of a heart attack. By taking those 2 products, 2 capsules of the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram and 1 tablet of bioselino precise, they were able to drop the death rate in elderly people aged 70 to 88 from dying of a heart attack. It dropped an unbelievable half, 54%. And the marker for an aging heart, yes, every part of the body ages, and not just the muscles of your legs and your arm, but the muscle of the heart. The muscle marker is called NT-proBNP. That's what they look for in hospital blood tests. And by taking the Q10 and the selenium from Pharma Nord, they were the brands they used, the death rate, the levels of this marker, it never rose at all over 5 years in people aged 70 to 88. That's an unbelievable observation. And this isn't nanny state stuff telling you to take a Soleno Precise and 2 capsules of bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram. This is fact. This is not nanny state. This is knowledge of power. Pharma Nord's new product, BioGluco Control, made from a berry from the mountains of Chile, which stops starch breaking down to sugar. We all know sugar is the new nicotine. We're all having too much sugar. The other ingredient in their tablet, BioGluco Control, is the mineral chromium that car bumpers used to be made of. And that allows the right amount of sugar to enter your cell, and then leptin will tell your brain, I feel full, and you'll stop grazing. That's what it said in the article I read out. Don't go to the fridge, grazing. But you're grazing because you can't control your sugar levels properly, because we all haven't got enough chromium. But in BioGluco Control, you have 100 millionths of a gram of chromium, and that's enough to let the right amount of sugar enter the cell, and then you'll say, your brain will say, I feel full. That's the trials were actually done on people on metformin, which is a very popular drug that we give to type 2 diabetics. At the moment, we're not giving BioGluco Control to type 1 diabetics because they have to be controlled by insulin injections. But even diabetics on drugs like metformin, you can still take a bioglucose control. I had a lady who was 16 stone, she should be 11 stone, and in 1 month on bioglucose control, in addition to her metformin, when she pricked her finger in the morning, it went from a very high number 11 to a much more acceptable 7.7. That number should be roughly between 4 and 7. But she was able, by dropping from a number 11 to 7.7 in 1 month by taking bioglucose control in addition to her metformin her diabetic treatment.
And there we have it, Dennis, saying
this
again.
This berry from the mountains of Chile is amazing in stopping the enzyme glucosidase. That's the enzyme that turns all your starch, your bread, your potatoes, your pizza, your pasta, your rice, the starch from your parsnips, swedes and turnips, all these starches, they do break down to sugar. Sugar is the new nicotine.
And as we've said many a time, Dennis, that's the time when we have to blow the whistle and say it's once again taking us through a whole variety of...
And sing happy birthday to Alex twice when you're washing your hands with soap.
Or substitute your own particular name in there. I'm sure there'll be other names that would work just as well. Extraordinary.
You could be the most happy birthday person sang about in Great Britain.
Well, it would be
nanny state interjection.
Every day's a birthday when it's a Farmer Nord day. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic mini lecture with us today, Dennis? Has it been
I have, because I love saving lives, helping people live a long, healthy life. It's not a nanny state. Knowledge is power, listeners. Knowledge is power. Now go away and do your homework.
Well, that's it. I take it you return very shortly.
And Google, how many pathways is magnesium in the human body? And you'll see it's over 300 pathways. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.